Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. I am extremely grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting to my channel. I appreciate the support. And I'm outside again. It's beautiful outside. I'm so grateful that we have this beautiful weather, considering all of the madness that's going on in the world right now, especially in the US with the California fires. So I'm grateful that we at least have clean air and sunshine here. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about spanking and how, as a person who was spanked and who was punished physically when I was younger, I have a bunch of things to say about it. And I decided to do a video about it because this is something that's very uncomfortable for me to speak of. And I've been trying to do things that make me uncomfortable this year, especially because I know that the reason I feel uncomfortable about this is because I feel shame about it. And because I feel shame about it, I need to speak about it in order to get rid of that shame, in order to bring it out into the open, because you only feel shame about things that you try to keep hidden, secrets that you try to keep hidden. And so this has nothing to do with my parents, how if they were terrible parents or if they were good parents, or you know, if they shouldn't have done this or that. This has nothing to do with them. This is not a video to berate them or to despise them. I love them. They're good parents. They did the best they could considering the circumstances. That's the only thing they were taught, is physically punishing their kids, because they were physically punished by their own parents. And so the reason I want to do this video particularly is to break that cycle, to speak about it and to say no more. Of course, I'm not having children myself, but to bring it to people who perhaps can say, okay, you know what, I don't want to do this to my children. I'm not going to physically punish them. There are other ways to show them that they're right or wrong. So I'm not going to spank them or physically punish them in order to show them that they're wrong, that they need to change their ways, right? And so as a child from the Indian culture, when I was younger, I am from India originally. I was born there. My parents are Indian, so I'm perfectly aware of how Indian culture is. And the Indian culture is very much about physical punishment. A lot of different kinds of punishments obviously are present in the world right now. Children in general, because they're weaker or smaller, they're punished in lots of different ways to teach them things. And so looking back at it in hindsight, I see all of the different things that happened in my life and I'm like, wow, really, that is actually not right. It shouldn't have happened. Now as an adult, I can fix it and I can speak back and I can say no and create boundaries. But back then I wasn't able to. I had no idea how to do anything. I was too young, I was too weak, I was too small. And I do want to say that as a child, when you're that small, and there is a giant of a man or a woman, your mom or dad, they feel like giants to you when you're that small. And I was a very small child. I had a burst of height when I was 14 or 13. But before that, I was extremely tiny. I was always the smallest one in the class. And being so small and having these giants kind of beating up on you, especially using their own strength, which is very powerful. And it's not like they actually held back in any way. And they use a lot of different implements. So they would use their belts or their slippers or their hands or their fists. Or they would throw things at me, which kind of would hurt me in different ways. Now, again, this is not a way that I'm not trying to put them down in any way. I'm sharing this because there's no point in keeping silence anymore, because I want to share it with people so that they can realize it's not right. You shouldn't be beating your children in order to make them understand what if they did something right or wrong. So, you know, me standing there as a child, I remember how small I felt when my parents would be punishing me using physical violence or spanking me, whatever you want to call it. And I felt so small, but not only that, I felt powerless. I felt meaningless. I felt unworthy. I felt, of course, I knew that I did something wrong. I don't know what exactly, because a lot of times it was like, I don't know what I did wrong, but of course I'm being beaten for it, so I must have done something wrong. But a lot of times it was just like, okay, I don't understand. Is there no other way for them to explain to me that I've done something wrong? Is there no way else to say, okay, Shikha or Boom, you've done something wrong. This is what you did wrong. Don't repeat it again, right? But no, there was not. And a lot of times it would be like, for silly things, I'd be beaten. For stupid things, I'd be beaten. For important things, I was beaten too. I was a very rebellious child. I understand that. And sometimes my parents were a little bit overwhelmed controlling me because I did a lot of interesting things because I was very curious. And I had a lot of energy and I loved to explore. I was exactly the same way as I am right now, which is, you know, curious, open, explorative, adventurous, strong, independent. And all those things irked my parents because they're like, they needed someone they could control easily and they could keep in a box. So they didn't have to worry too much about her, him. And they could just, you know, just do their own thing. They could just direct me on the right path, and they needed me to become that way. And, you know, standing there when my parents would be like, all right, you know, or sometimes what happened is my mom would tell me, your father wants to talk to you, and I think you're going to get a punishment. And me walking to my father's office and closing the door behind me was, I can still remember standing here at 37 years old. That probably happened when I was 10 or 9 or 8 or whatever it might be. Even 30 years later, I can still remember how it felt to be walking into that room or towards that room and closing the door behind me and realizing and knowing that I would be beaten for something that I might have done or not done. Or whatever it was, it didn't really matter at that point. But that feeling is still within me. I still feel that feeling of fear and anxiety and smallness and powerlessness and just the wanting to just run away from the situation, to die or to do something so that I didn't have to deal with it, right? And I'm also all sharing all this stuff, so not so that you feel empathy or sympathy for me. I'm not interested in that. I've gotten over it a long time ago. But to explain to you that if you are beating a child, that's how they're feeling right now. It's not that they're like, oh, wow, my mom and dad are so powerful and great. You know, they're really trying to teach me a lesson. That is not what comes up in a child's mind. That's not what they're thinking. That's not how they're feeling. And they're not at that level yet to be able to think those thoughts. The only thing they're thinking is, I hate my father and my mom. I want to get away from them. I can't wait to grow up so I can just run away from this place and stay as far away from them as possible so I never have to deal with this again. And that's basically what I did in all of my 20s, is that I ran away from them as far as I could so that I didn't have to deal with them. Of course, eventually I got over it and I understood that running away was not the solution. I had to confront them, otherwise I would never get over it. And so I did confront them, and now that's where I am. But it's not that your child's gonna be very grateful to you and be like, oh, right, yeah, great, thank you so much for beating me up when I was a child, using your strength and your power over me so that I could learn my lesson. Especially when, you know, nowadays with the help of...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Google and the internet, you know that there's many other ways to punish a child if they've done something wrong, or to explain to them what they've done wrong so they can fix their mistakes. It's not like children actually want to do something wrong. I never went into a situation thinking, okay, great, let me do something wrong so I can get punished by my parents. Woohoo, that's the goal for today. That was not how it worked. And so really, a lot of times I'd be confused thinking, but I was just playing, what's the big deal? Why are you getting angry at me, right? And so a lot of times it was not also explained why I was being punished and what was the reasoning behind it either. And that was something that always confused me as well. It's like, what's going on here? I'm so confused. Also, I'm getting beaten up. Also, I feel powerless and afraid and fearful and all of that. And so it literally was like I spent most of my childhood in a haze of confusion and fearfulness. Like, it was just like, what is going on here? I don't understand. And so what happened was I started becoming an individual as a child that did nothing wrong because she did nothing at all. Like, I became a child who would just literally sit there quietly and try not to do anything, try not to move, try not to breathe even, so that I wouldn't end up doing something inadvertently or intentionally wrong that would get me beaten up by my parents or get punished by my parents. And that was where I went for a long time in my childhood. I was a good girl, and my parents loved it, of course, which is really, really, really sad if we think about it. But, you know, I became that child who did nothing wrong because she did nothing at all. Literally, I just sat there. I would just sit and watch TV for hours and hours on end, or, you know, just keep on studying all the time because I knew that those two things my parents couldn't yell at me about or couldn't punish me physically about. I stopped playing because that was something that caused my mom a lot of anguish, and I'd get punished a lot because of that. You know, I stopped making noises. I stopped speaking a lot. I became very quiet. I became very fearful of everything. Not only did I not trust my parents anymore, which is a big deal because I did not trust what they said to me anymore. I still don't. But I didn't trust anyone else at all. I especially did not trust men. And it took me a long time to get to this point right now where I could get into a relationship because I had a huge mistrust of men because I was afraid that they were going to beat me or be physically violent with me. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, is that you think you just beat your child for a second or two and great, I've punished them. All right, it's done. It's over with. I'll hug them after and tell them, I'm sorry I had to do this, but I really need to teach you a lesson. Again, that's called trauma bonding. If you want to go read about it, there's loads of stuff online about it. This is what domestic violence victims are all about. You know, the person hits them and then hugs them and says, oh, but I had to do it because I need to teach you a lesson. The same thing happens to children who are beaten or spanked. And so you think it's only a second or two and it's over. No, it's not. It sticks with that child forever and ever 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 until they're able to really stand up to it and say, no, I'm not going to let it control me anymore. So that's literally what I wanted to share with you, is that it has stuck with me all this time. And I realized recently in reading all this stuff I've been reading a lot about this kind of stuff. Not because I want to become a parent, but I want to make sure that I heal myself before I am able to bring anyone else into my life. And I realized that this was a big deal for me. It was actually a huge deal. And I used to think, actually, when I was a child, oh yeah, if I had children, I'm going to beat them too. Of course, they need to be taught a lesson. Because I didn't actually understand it. I didn't actually understand what it was all about. Now, obviously, as you can tell, I've been reading a lot about it, and I realize it's wrong on so many different levels. Not only because it has stuck with me for so long, and I'm still talking about it. And that's 30 years later, people. 30 years later, this is still happening in my head. And so I would never, if I ever have children, which I'm probably not going to, but if I ever do, I would never, ever, I would try very hard not to use spanking as a way of teaching them not to do something. It literally is the worst way to teach a child not to do something. It doesn't actually work properly. and it makes them mistrust you or distrust you, and it makes them fear human beings in general, parents particularly, and authority figures, which is, again, a terrible thing because they become a rebel, perhaps, which is what I did, or they become very quiet, again, which is what I did, and try to become a perfectionist. And so really all of the different avenues that might go after physical punishment or spanking are just terrible for a child. It's just not good. And there's so many other things I could say about this, but this video is already very long. So I just wanted to kind of do this video just to let you know that from a perspective of a person who was spanked when they were young, and I have thought about this a lot and how it's affected me. And it has affected me in so many different avenues, and little by little I'm healing myself. Again, not to say that it was my parents' fault. They had no idea. They really literally did not have books on parenting at that time, and my parents would have never read books on parenting. They just followed what my grandparents did, and my grandparents are very physically abusive, and that's what my father and mother learned, and that's what I would have learned if I didn't break the cycle. And this is what I'm doing right now, is I'm breaking the damn cycle. I can't deal with this anymore. I won't deal with this anymore. I never, ever, ever believe that it's right to hit a child who's smaller, younger, weaker, less powerful than you. He is a child. He's a small little baby or a child. As long as they're smaller than you, weaker than you, there is no way that you should be allowed to hit anyone, even if it's a man hitting a woman, or if it's a man or a woman hitting a child, or whatever it might be, or a man or woman hitting an animal. Whatever it shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't. So I think I've said enough on the subject already. If you have questions about this, obviously you can comment below, but literally the reason for me doing this video is to just break the cycle, break the silence, to bring light to all these issues that are happening in the world that a lot of people don't speak about. Why don't we speak about it? I don't understand. I don't understand why I didn't speak about it for the longest time. Why was I so afraid of sharing this stuff? I have no idea. Maybe I was told that people would judge me, but now I don't actually even give a rat's ass, so it's okay. It's okay if they do. Because this is important to speak about, right? I hope this makes sense. Again, thank you so much for listening, for being on my channel. I really appreciate your support, and I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.